Wednesday night, early Yud-Shvat, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're doing Hilchos Ribbis, we're in Siman 65, Samach Hei, and we'll go now to Yud-Ches, Sif Yud-Ches. Different Gzeros that look like Ribbis and similar cases that are okay, are mutter, even in the Rabbana. Mishyeshel Schorosh and Amkeres Gan B'zol. You have merchandise, and here it gets you a low price. Uvamokamacher biyoker gets you a higher price somewhere else. Yomelo chaveiro. So he says like this: Tnali scharozois, give me the merchandise. I'll owe you $100. But lichenu umokam ayoker and karena sham. So I'll sell it there. And I'll use the money. This is already, you smell it, that always looks like a loan when someone's using the money. The friend of Allah, and I'll repay you, what the merchandise was worth there. As he gave him $100, the guy said, let me go, I'll sell it for you in a different town. It'll fetch $120. I'll give you back the $120, but I'll use it until I get it to you. Lachan nechion hotzos sheolu al haschayri, after deducting expenses.
Same type of concept as like a consignment shop?
I don't know. I'm having enough trouble hanging on to the cases. I don't know what the consignment is. He gives them the thing. He says, what I get out of it is that I can use the money. That's not my benefit. This is why it's going to be like Ribbis. That's right. That's what I can benefit. Why am I doing this for him? I'm taking it to a higher place. I'm not asking for any money, right? So what do I gain out of it? I'm using the money till I get back to him.
Many loans like that.
What?
I understand. If I borrow, because he's made money on it, what's the problem?
The problem is that he borrowed 100 and he's giving back 120.
So he
gave him. I mean, he lent him in the sense he gave him the schayer for 100. And now he's giving him back 120, and he didn't buy the schayra. So it looks like he lent them in a certain sense, and he used it, and he gives him back 120. Let's see what he says, and you'll see that he himself limits it, and you'll see what why. Imachrayus ba'alicha hoyal alokeach, if the whole achrayus was the guy that sells it in the other town. The seller doesn't take any achrayus. So if the seller doesn't take any achrayus, then we look at it right away that Reuven bought it, that the guy bought it. The guy that went to a different town bought it from him. Okay, now he owes him. He owes him 100. He's using the money, and he's going to give him back more because he sold it at the higher price. And what he gets out of it is like the usage of the money. So that's a whole lot. Apparently, all these cases that we've been having were all probably very prevalent in his day. Like now we have stocks and bonds and futures and whatever. So this is the way they made profits there also. I'm sure there's the equivalent nowadays with stocks. It just doesn't have a name that we don't recognize.
Buying on margin.
Machrayus al ha-moicher, but if it's all the moichers, then mutter. V'hu sheyitin l'lekech, he's a b'shul tircho, because he bothered doing this for him. But he shouldn't just let him have use of the money because he did him a favor, but it should be more Tzumtzum than that. So again, in Sif Yud Ches it says you could buy tvua. You can buy something at a cheap rate, not pay for it, right? So you owe him like $100. You took $100 worth of schayra here. You went and you sold it, and you didn't have a mind to really buy it, right? So you went and you sold it, so he gets the profit, and you had use of the money for a very low cost share. So if you test mutar lahalos lachavera kuf dinrim, this is more straightforward. I lend you what?
Paying the guy for his tirchus is like turning him into your worker.
Again, so it shouldn't look like ribbis, right?
He's like working for you.
Right.
He took something, sold it there, and he's giving you his profit.
Right. But the reason it's good is because he took achrayus, so it's called just a transaction. Because the moicher took achrayus. If it would have been a real halva, it's like obvious it's not a halva. And a halva, so to speak, like cash takes all the achrayus.
I'm saying if he didn't pay him, would it be ribbis? If the original owner didn't give the second person any money for his tircha.
And what's the case, and what happened?
What happened is he gave the money to somebody, he gave the object to someone, he sold it in a more expensive place. Now it's they gave him $100, now it's $120, he gave it back in $120. And the person who received this profit did not pay him for his service.
Yes, so then it's also, it looks more like a loan. That's what you're saying. That's why he has to pay him. Any such arrangements where, like, you invest the money and I do the work. So you have to pay me a little, or else it looks like I'm, because it's chatzim, like half alone, half a bikagon. Mutar lahalos lachavera kuf dinrim, 100 dinrim, that he should buy schayra la yirid at the fair. Ubeshuvim lebeisam mitn le'aloi v'kuf chav dinrim ba'ado. Blubachi kabel hamalves as chayra v'yali chena lebeisoi v'yachrayas aderech al hamalve. Tavi kmoi sheish lechelek b'revach as chayra hoyilu mekabel al hachrayas. Okay, I have to stop here. I'll look up, you know, I have at home all these Mormon ribbons, like modern.